Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
You go. You just have to have the right button press or something like that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of, and I mean it, be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. It works out so well for you, the people you're giving information to. You know, very much into that. You don't have to be an expert. That's not the conversation here. I don't want you to be the expert. I simply want you to have the information you need. So if you need help from other people, if you want to help somebody, you know, turn on somebody to the right thing to do or how to get involved, you want to make sure they don't go out and make fools of themselves. And they're actually an asset to you and not a problem. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots of fun at college campuses today around the country, right? I mean, I think you saw some of it. So I got to give some of these people, right? I mean, I got to give some of these people credit for actually engaging, actually getting involved, right? I shouldn't say people, these chancellors of these schools who finally said, hey, we've had enough. Goodbye. Go away. Get out of here. And then you got some of these kids on these college campuses, on these, you know, state-run college campuses, who actually want you to bring them food. Not you. They wanted the college, whose grounds they were ruining, okay, to put, I don't know, meal packs together for them, if you would. They wanted them to set them up with water. I mean, the colleges to set them up with water, gluten-free foods, snacks, no bananas, please. It was hilarious. It was like, wait a minute, you're the ones that have come closed the school down for all intents and purposes. You got all these people now that can't come to classes. You're creating this kind of disruption on something you really have no knowledge of to begin with. What a poor job our education systems have done here. Actually, depending on how you look at it, they've done a fantastic job. Many of these kids, and you heard me, kids, have no idea what they're doing there. They have no idea what they're really protesting. Right? They're pro a group of anti-women. Really, think about it. You go to their country, you go to where, what kind of rights do women have there? Give us a serious thought. They're pro-terrorists. They got to be. Hamas is at the center of all of this. You've seen the videos of food and supplies that we're trying to deliver there to the Gazans. And Hamas is actually shooting these people when they try to get the food. This is not just hype. This is actually happening. So I get the biggest kick out of this. Again, this shows you where they're at and what they're not thinking of. You guys all saw the clip, or most of you saw the clip, of what went down with Bill Maher. How he laid out, here you are supporting the Chinese. You're supporting these groups that hate women, that hate the freedoms that we have. And you want us to take you seriously? We know you haven't done your homework. All you do is you're joining that energy flow, if you would. And you think it's cool. Well, it's not cool. I, for one, this commentator is getting irritated with the fact that when you get out there, and I realize young people, they get, you know, they want a cause, they want something to fight for, they're downtrodden, they've been beat, something, whatever. But why don't you really fight for just causes? Why don't you actually get away from that phone that's in your hand and do some real research and find out really why you're out there and things you can really take on to help? Seriously. That's why I always say get informed and get engaged. And if this doesn't prove my point to you, in watching what's going on with these kids and watching what's happening, really, and watching what's happening with these kids, then I have no idea what will. I have no idea what will wake you up. And, you know, don't give me the, you know, I say it, but I say it in a fashion where I'm trying to tell you, you know what, you can make a change. You can do something different. And what I mean by that is you can teach these kids. I know plenty of parents and grandparents that step in the gap, as I call it, that are out there making a difference, helping your grandkids get it, helping your kids get it. I don't care how old your children are. I mean, look, my dad calls me, he's still got some great and sage advice. And he's not afraid to say it, he's not afraid to do it, he's not afraid to talk about it. So now you know where I get it anyway. But even with all of that, right, he's my dad. I trust him. I believe in what he says. And sometimes, you know what, I keep trying to have, I have to remind him we don't use tablets and chisels anymore to write letters. We don't use candle anymore. We actually use lights. But, again, you got to reach out. You know, there's advice that he gave me and others, my brothers, that helped us have a clue. Joe Messina, your host. Yep, she's with us. We're going to have Sonya Smith join me right after the break. Don't go far, a lot more coming up.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. That's what I want. I want you to be part of the solution. Works out so much better for everybody that way. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the just part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring around my co-host every Friday. Sonia Schmidt joins me. to really talk about some of the... It's been a pretty busy week for... For pro-Palestinian, I don't even know if they know what they are.
I'm running out of windows to break. I don't know what to do next. They kicked us out of our encampments. I can't go back to my classes. I'm not going to be able to graduate, and I didn't get my my vegan food. What am I going to do?
No, isn't that? I'm so sorry. I mean, what's wrong? What is it? Uber Eats? They wouldn't deliver there or something? I mean, what happened?
I don't understand. We have rights. We have rights.
You know, think about the colleges these kids go to. You know they have money. Columbia? Seriously?
Yeah, that's what somebody said. When they're done with this, these elitist white kids are going to go back home to their rich parents. They can play like victims now. They'll go back to their elitist parents, and they don't have a clue what they're doing. And, you know, I think even Hamas is going, it's the same thing I go through as a black person when I see a bunch of rich white kids holding up BLM flags or posters. I'm like... They're going to go home to their rich white families, and I'm still going to be in the same situation I've been in. And Hamas is probably saying the same thing. It's like, don't try to help us.
I love the fact that, what is it, one of the Iranian imams or whatever it was came on and, you know, was applauding them for standing up for righteousness and justice. And I'm going, oh, right, because we're going to
look. Oh, really?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he'll get sick of this soon. He'll be as sick of this as I am with the whole Black Lives Matter thing. It's like they've made such a mockery out of it and paid such a bad picture of things. Who in the world, if you were on the fence about this whole anti-Israel, anti-Hamas, that who in the world would look at this going on and go, you know what, that convinced me. Now I'm righteously on the side. I had this thing all wrong, but when you broke that last window.
When you made me an hour and a half late for work and 45 minutes late for my flight, I see your point now. Let me.
Wait. What was I thinking? And you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with protesting. It seems to be the American way, although I've talked to you about it. I'm not sure that it influences anything, although I've been a part of my own rallies. I've never been... what it helps me do is know that I'm not alone.
Right.
But nevertheless, I don't know that people driving by or witnessing these rallies go, yeah, you know what, that convinced me that I need to rethink this thing. Nevertheless, these kids who are doing this, this is a paid army. This is some weirdo crap.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I think we got to follow the money, find out where it's going. Do I think the mainstream media is going to do that?
No, too bad.
But
you have to admit one thing. In the 60s and even in the early 70s, when you ask some of these young people, or older people too, why they were out there protesting, why they were against this, against that, they could give you, most of the time, they could give you a real, you know, I'm against the war because I believe we got into it incorrectly and we're losing. And you could converse with them.
But that's because we were all stoned.
Thanks for that, man.
That's the only reason.
Mom, she didn't mean that. She wasn't talking about me.
Not Joe Messina. But you know what? There's a part of this, and you can see those videos where the hippies and the yippies, they were taking flowers and they were putting them gently in the barrels of the guns of the police people.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, so there was a part of that was, it was really about peace and love, but then it got crazy. And then you shift to the, college revolts, and they look very much like they look now.
Yeah. Well,
that's where that Reagan speech that I played for you. That's that Reagan speech came out.
Yep.
It's like, don't start none, don't be one. You're the grown-ups in the room. We can't have this. But I think there's something weird about the left that they actually like this sort of chaos. There's something creepy about them that they really like this chaos. They thrive on the chaos.
Well, Sonya, they jump in and save the day. They jump in and make everything right. Do you know what I'm saying?
No. What do you mean?
No,
how do they...
In their eyes, in their perception, look at we're saving these people. They're right. They have a reason, right reason to do this.
Oh, you're talking about like the pro-Hamas people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's not how you do it. I mean, to be honest, as obnoxious as the hippies were who were putting flowers in the guns, at least I could see their point. But when you start burning up stuff and knocking down things and destroying buildings, I'm not with you at that point, and I think a lot of the American people are not with you either.
Do you think they really care, or do you think they really, the organizers of all this, just to your point, want to just create the chaos, just want to create all this stuff going on, so we have to focus on this instead of something a little bit maybe a little more sinister going on?
I think that those kids are so... Okay, the people who organized it, which I don't think are... I think it's bigger than these kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the kids who are partaking in it are brainwashed, and they've been indoctrinated into a belief for so long that they think this is what they're supposed to do, and they feel self-righteous about it. So I think that they believe, they're true believers, and they've been manipulated by...
Being true believers.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we talk about Hillary, who wrote her dissertation on Saul Alinsky. They talk about Obama, who I told everybody who I knew who would listen what a street organizer was, and very few people listened to me. But
all right, we got to go for a break. Somebody's got to cut the check. Joe Messina, your host. Sonya Schmidt joins me as my host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Up.
update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. I like this kind of strolling guy. They get that strolling kind of music, right?
Luckily, I can't hear it.
Luckily. Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
You know what? I want everybody to get peaceful and calm.
I understand.
When they're listening to the show, you know, because I'm such a peacefully calming soul.
Yeah, that's you. That's you.
Yeah.
I just, the thought of you strolling is the problem I have.
I kind of wobble more than stroll. Yeah. But
remember those toys the kids had? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Oh, yeah, that's Jerry Nadler, right?
That's, we were just talking about Nadler on the break. I was shocked. You mentioned him this week, and I didn't even know he was still around.
Ooh.
Thought he had rolled off into the sunset somewhere.
They rolled him away from a podium once. I mean, literally rolled him away. He was in such a bad way. But when he turned around, let me just say to you, it was obvious that he had an unattended evacuation. How's that?
That's a cute way of putting it.
I don't even know how to, yeah. You know. I mean, seriously, people around him are looking like, get him out of here. Surround
He's
him.
Awful.
Get him out of here.
They're creepy. There's something wrong with those hard digging in lefties. You know, you can be who you want to be, but I'm just telling you, you all look crazy.
Well, hey, all right, so let's have some, I want to have some fun with these. We were talking about the protesters, rioters, you know, whatever you want to call them. I don't really care at this point. But
I call them rioters.
Yeah, you're right. So we had hordes of LSU students hijack a pro-Hamas protest, and they forced them to retreat while drowning them out. You know, they were screaming at these kids. So they just start screaming, USA, USA, USA. And all those pro-Hamas people started backing away, backing off. This was down at Ole Miss. Some of the Ole Miss students pulled down the Palestinian flags and put the American flags back up. It's like, yeah, come on. Come on, bring it on. I mean, these are Southern boys. We're not going to, you're not going to screw with the American flag, right?
Oh. Love it.
So, well, yeah, and then you got California, which they're putting up, they put up the Palestinian flag and they leave it there. Are you people for real? Is Hamas going to come in here and protect you? Or
there's such, you know, no. That's the answer to that question. But I just really have a problem with these, like, environmentalists, pristine kid, you know, people who want to leave the earth pristine, and you have, you know, they're all in favor of people paying for their their CO2 or whatever it is that they emit and all that. And then when they leave a premises where they're protesting, it looks like crap. There's trash there. I don't know if you remember, what was that thing that they did? Occupy Wall Street?
Oh yeah,
remember Occupy Wall Street?
Terrible. You know, yeah.
Not only did they leave trash all over the place, but girls were getting raped. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
So I just can't take people seriously. I don't mind you protesting, and I'm not a big believer that protests work. I mean, maybe they do with politicians. I think a phone call would work better, but okay. So you do a protest, but when you break things, you terrorize a building, you beat people up, you rape women, and you leave the place a mess, I don't know how that's helping your cause.
I honestly think, I'm really hoping,
I've said a lot of dumb things when I was young, and I'm sure I've said things now that if I live 20 years from now, I'll look back and go, oh, God, I really said that? But
you won't have to wait 20 years. I do it all the time.
I'm hoping that these kids can look back at what they're doing and go, oh, my gosh, this is crazy what I did. And hopefully they'll laugh about it. But, you know, what they're doing is very destructive and awful. And, you know, I told you, I went to those anti-war marches. I didn't go to them because I was anti-war. It was an outing. I was able to be around people. I was a little pseudo-hippie, and I got contact high. So, yeah, I went, you know, Jane Fonda was speaking. Okay, cool. Who's she? I don't care. Because I wasn't very smart. But what happened to me, and this was probably the first step in me becoming a conservative, little did I know, but when the soldiers were coming back from Vietnam, and then those same hippy-dippies who were preaching peace and love started spitting on soldiers and putting fecal matter on them and all that.
Oh.
Wait a minute now. This is not what I signed on for. And they just seemed stupid to me. And that was my first sign that I really wasn't one of them. And the contact high wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I think it was Evan Say it and a few others. You know, opened up after 9/11, said they really became, realized who they were after 9/11 when they saw their, quote unquote, their team, beating up America for what happened. He said, wait a minute, that wasn't us.
Yeah.
We didn't do that. Why are you people saying that?
Yeah. He calls himself a 9/11 conservative. And, there are a lot of people like that. And they heard the left blaming America. It was the Blame America First thing that many of them first heard. I'll be honest with you, even though I came from the 70s and I was starting to go away, I was starting to get an awakening, even when 9/11 happened, and I was horrified at what happened, my safe place went to, well, what did we do to those people, those brown people? But it didn't take me long to snap back and go, wait a second. But I have to tell you, what the left does is so indoctrinating. It's so solidifying. We don't have anything like that. We don't do it. We try. We try to talk about America and the flag and patriotism and the Constitution. You know, I played that video for you today, or a couple days ago, of Barney Fife. The character.
Yep.
And this is the most patriotic city. This is all America, small town you can get. And this is the Andy Griffith show. And the deputy, Barney Fife, is trying to remember how to recite the Constitution. He can't even do it. So, but these kids can easily rattle off sound bites because they're hearing him in their schools.
Yes.
They're hearing them in their families. They're hearing them over and over. So it's who they, it's baked in the cake.
So, you know, to your point, it's funny because I had this article sitting here for a second, and it's about a black UCLA student, and he encountered these loving pro-Hamas protesters, right? And he's walking across campus, and they start surrounding him. And they're intimidated. They say, you know, you can leave. You're free to leave. You're not stuck. You don't have to be here.
Wow.
And so he finally got, you know, he had his head down. He was walking through just like, leave me alone. I'm good. And he finally had enough of it. He looked at us. Yeah, I know I'm free to leave because I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm free to do anything right. I want to do.
I'm an American. And because I'm an American and I am an American, I'm free. Joe, I really love the fact that I live across the street from a hot spot for protesters. But I have to tell you, I had the same experience walking to the market. And I had to cross a bunch of young white liberals with BLM flags posters and shouting and bullhorns. And it's like, what do you do? Do you try to talk to these young people? Do you try to give them some insight? Do I have any credibility as a bona fide black person that I've always been? I've been black all my life. Would
can you prove that?
I don't have a card, but I don't have a card saying I wasn't either. So, would it work? You would get mobbed by these young, white, peace-loving, oh, we love black people.
You know, I got to tell you, I grew up, again, there's a couple people in the town that we live in from close to the area I grew up in. And, you know, they know me. I'm kind of known in the community. And one of the ladies came up to me and chastised me one day. And she goes, I can't believe it. A guy like you who came from the area you came from, growing up the way you did. First, I don't even believe you're not a Democrat. And secondly, where do you get these ideas? It's like from the freedom that my grandparents wanted when they ran away from fascism. That's where I get these ideas. Anyway, we got to go for commercial break. Okay. Joe Mazzini, your host. Sonia Smith with me. She is my co-host tonight. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Go see your host. I'd say my co-host tonight is Sonya Schmidt. Always have a ball when she's on. Appreciate your time with
nice.
Me. Sonya, thanks for being here. Always appreciate your time. You know, I have a picture up of you. I think it's close to when we first met at the...
The tea party? I had the sunglasses on. Yeah, that's when I was thin and cute. Yeah, long time ago. Those days have long gone.
Now, see, it would be awkward for me, a married man, to say, you're so cute, I don't know what your problem is. And they'd all go, I wonder what's going on there.
Well, no, I think that married men, I said this to you before, I think married men, the ones who have been married for a long time, really know kind of the answers to say to and but not in your case, Joe.
No, I never know. Well, see, they gave me this book. After I was married like 10 or 12 years, they gave me this book, How to Stay Married, and I think it's still in the drawer where they gave
That's
it to me.
That's funny.
And,
How to Stay And the first question is, does my butt look fat in these jeans? That's your first challenge.
Oh, and you always look at it and go, you know what, honey? You know those jeans that you wear that have like the little thing on the side? You look so good in those. Those do make you look so much better.
Yeah.
And she goes, really? You think so? Yeah, I really
do
think so.
I don't know the answer. I don't the answer because, you know, I'm a good wife. I love being a wife, but appearance is very important to me. And I felt that when my now ex-husband, when we were dating, he was very dapper and paid a lot of attention to his appearance. And it's like when he got married.
Oh, we got you. What are you talking about?
My God.
God, you let your toenails grow out. You wear old socks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That does not. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. That don't work for me.
Sorry.
Right. But it's so true and it's so wrong. Guys, if you're listening whatsoever, your girl still needs some aesthetics in you. They still need to be turned on.
Oh, okay, but I'm going to stick up for the guys because, you know, you've seen what some women do after they get married, you know? I mean...
Oh, so you're saying it goes both ways?
I think so, yeah. All of a sudden, the skirts and the dresses and, you know, the nice blouses get put in the back, and now you got sweatpants on and... My
they
old T-shirts.
But yeah. That usually happens after motherhood.
Okay.
I was talking to a woman out in our area, Sally, I can't think of her name. She's in the beauty business.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah. And she was at the line of a bank, and someone asked her what she did for a living, and she said she was in the beauty business. And she had turned mom. And she was donned in sweats and tennis shoes and the whole mom attire. And the lady looked at her and went, really? That was her awakening, that there's a little bit more that she could and should
That's
do.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's a kind of really funny story.
I'm sorry.
It's the same way. I think that some women, like my sister, I keep bringing up my sister, but she takes pride in not giving a crap about what she looks like and kind of puts me... I don't mind that at all. If some people are just not into it, what I mind is the people who put people down who do care about what they look like.
Oh.
That's what I have a problem with.
So I don't have a problem with a woman or even a guy wanting to look nice, wanting to be clean, you know, wanting to have their hair in place. I have a problem with the hour and a half to 2 hours they think it should take to make it happen. Okay?
That's what you lose me. It takes what it takes. I know how to do it really fast. I have learned to do the slap on crap really fast. Yeah.
No, that's the part that always made me nuts was like, come on.
We're late.
Yeah, but every hair has to be in the right place. Everything here, it's like, stop. It's okay. I mean, you look great just the way you are, you know. And the artist type of people, you know, when I had the computer company, we had a web division. And the guys that made me the craziest were the artsy kind of people who could see every little thing. And they were never quite happy with the product. And I see... Yeah. A lot of people do that when they're doing with their hair and their face and the makeup. It's like, every little, relax. It's okay if one hair ain't in place.
Yeah, but you do realize, and I know you don't, knowing you the way I do, but there's a reason why people are that much of a stickler about every hair in place. There's something that goes back. It's not like, there's a reason why they think every hair is in place, and that's what has to be addressed. The perfectionism is like a spirit, just like we talk in Christianity about lots of other spirits.
Yeah.
Control, the Jezebel spirit, this, that, and the other. There's something that went on in their lifestyle, in their life, their childhood, that makes them think that that has to be perfect, or otherwise they can't go out in public. So telling somebody, oh, it doesn't have to be perfect, and it's good enough, and it's good, it's probably very true for you, but it's not true for them, and it doesn't help the situation. It's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Again, like I said, when I'm going someplace nice, you take the time to make sure I would take the time to make sure I'm clean and put together, and as I said earlier, I would cut my toenails to go out to an event. So, all right, but I don't know if I would, for lack of a better term now, okay, I don't know if I would obsess over the lines in my beard, my neckline, like some of these guys do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you wouldn't, because you don't have anything that tells you need to do that, but I'm telling you, just to be on the sensitive side, okay. There are people who do, and there's a reason for that. And by thinking that, by dismissing that and going, that's ridiculous, it doesn't solve the problem. They have a deeper problem. They're not doing that just because, they're meticulous for a reason. They're meticulous for a reason. And it's hard to live that life. Perfectionism is a really screwed up curse. And it's not any easier for the person who's suffering from it than it is for the person who has to watch somebody do it and not understand it. It's hard on both sides.
No, it's like, it's kind of like you see, sometimes you see those skits, right, where the guy's waiting, you know, his wife says, you know, honey, we have to be there at 6 o'clock, so hurry up. And the guy, you know, goes in the bedroom, and he comes out, I don't know, 8 minutes later, and he's sitting on the couch reading the newspaper, and he's got his clothes on, and everything's in place. And it pans off to the bathroom, and everything's all over the place, and she's still teasing her hair. You know, it must be 1968 or something, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? You see those scenes where they got everything out and all that stuff, and you go, okay, yeah, I feel like that sometimes, yeah.
So what do you think that woman with everything all, and you could do it either way, it could be a guy or a woman, but yeah. This crap is all over the place, and the partner's sitting there for hours looking at the clock, reading the newspaper, and the person has, oh, my, the hair isn't right, they got to go back in the closet, they got to find a clip, the outfit doesn't, so do you think that's, what do you think that is? What do you think that is?
Well, so partially, I'm not going to tell you, partially what I think that is we've so conditioned, I'll aim at the women for a moment, that we, society, men, whatever, have so conditioned women that they have to be our, what do they used to call it, our arm candy, our, mm-hmm. They got to really look good, they got to look perfect, and their stockings better be on just right, and their shirt, you know, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got
part of it's society.
We have put pressure on them to expect them, after having five of my children, to look perfect.
That's very good, yeah.
And I think that's wrong. Life happens, things happen. I wouldn't go out with you if I didn't love you and appreciate you. I wouldn't take you places with me. I wouldn't ask you to go to places with me.
That is great insight. And I would have to say, though, that in between those times that you go to an event, which are not that often in a normal marriage, you're not going to some big event, if the wife feels or the husband feels attractive during those interims, then they don't have to feel that pressure of being perfect. Because that's really good what you said. It's like, you know, after a couple of kids and now you're trying to pull it together, and it's really not common for them to pull it together, to go out in public and be judged by society standards and other people's standards. And here's the thing. Also, by a husband who hasn't loved her up in between.
You're probably right.
In between. Yep. Because listen, if your husband loves you up enough, in between, you can go out in some pajama pants and think you're hot, because your husband has already instilled in you that you are his queen. But unfortunately, that's not what happens.
Oh, and I agree with you. I agree. A lot of these guys don't know how to treat their wives, their honeys, or whatever, especially when you've been with them for a long time. Guys, you've been through a lot together. It's ridiculous, some of the things that men expect from their women.
And that side of their relationship is really important, especially for a woman. I would say more so for a woman than a man.
If I was a woman and my man was kind of making fun of me or you know, not really being, and said, hey, honey, you know, you really look like you put on a few pounds, I would just simply point to his belly and go, yeah, I get it.
It doesn't even take that, because that doesn't make you feel pretty either.
No, but it wake him up. All right.
I don't think so.
We got to go. We got top of the hour. We can pick this up later on. Joe Mazzini, your host. Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.